Willow Creek Springs presents Healthy Living with your host, Joe Grumbine.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Healthy Living Podcast. I'm Joe Grumbine and I will be your host. And I have back again, Christine Lakos. And Christine is here to share some of the products that she offers with her No High CBD business. And Christine, it's so great to have you back again. It feels like it's just been a minute or so since we've seen each other.
Yeah, right. Really. How you doing, Joe?
I am doing fantastic. So I understand you've got some more products that you want to share with us.
I do. And one of the products I didn't really know you had made at the time. This is a few years ago. It's the CBD stress spray.
Ah, yes.
And I remember I went over to your neck of the woods and I was picking up a bunch of products, and your wife, Liz, was observing me from the corner of her eye and says, Christine, I think you need the CBD spray, the stress spray. And I said, really? Well, what does it have? Well, it has ashwagandha in it, chamomile, valerian root.
Oh, yeah.
Valerian root. And, you know, I'm years ago when I was a child, my mother went to the Dominican Republic and got back some German medication, and it was valerian root. Mm-hmm. They were giving it out as a prescription.
Yep.
Back then. Yep. And this is years ago. I was a teenager. And it was one of the things that totally put me at ease.
Yeah.
And Liz, your wife, saw me so stressed out that day because I had to get back. And I don't live around the corner from Joe.
No, so you don't.
It takes me a while, and my nerve and my road rage and everything else. Exactly. This was the number one key thing that calmed me down. Road rage, you just want to wring somebody's neck out. You just take two sprays of this.
It's so true.
I have clients that buy it monthly because stress work, school work, traffic stress, spousal stress,
anxiety,
stress, any form of disruption to your normal state of peaceful being, this will get you back into homeostasis.
Well, if you think about it, stress is your body's protection system, right? So your body has all these sensors that are looking around, smelling, feeling, all your sensors going, okay, are we safe? Are we safe? Are we safe? Are we safe? And that's genetically programmed since we were, you know, crawling out of the caves. And when something goes off, it goes, oh, brain, hey, send some cortisol, would you? Because we need to be ready to do something. And so cortisol gets activated, and in a little bit of cortisol is great for about 3 minutes. But after a while, it turns into this thing. And I've always equated it like a pressure cooker. Like we can handle pressure to a point, but then all of a sudden it gets a little more than our comfort zone is. And if we don't have a way to release that, it starts to build and build. And I don't know if you've ever seen what happens to a pressure cooker. If it doesn't release its steam right, it can turn into a bomb, literally. And that's what happens inside of our bodies. The cortisol is your body's natural protection system, but we just overstimulate the hell out of it. We live in this world of constant things moving, and angry people and noises and all these things, and they're all activating this. And then either one of two things happens: either you dull out and you just don't, or you know, you're on some kind of anti-anxiety medicine, and what does that do? It just dulls you out, you don't feel anything. Or you just get more and more and more, and then something happens, and either you have a breakdown, or you get angry, or you do something that you wish you hadn't, or you know, or you have a stroke. I mean, you know, it's no joke. This is really
end up with high blood pressure.
Exactly. But when you talked about valerian, I just want people to realize, you ever hear of a drug called Valium? And it used to be prescribed a lot. I think they still prescribe it, but it was a tranquilizer. It was something to calm your ass down. It was, you know, you got nerves, lady. Here, take a Valium, and you'll just cool down. And the same chemical constituents that happen naturally in the plant are some of the ingredients that they use in that drug. And the cool thing about it is, in really small doses, you know, when you're compounding these kind of formulas, people are always like, "Oh, mega, 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 more, more, more." Well, it turns out, micro, 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 less, less, less sometimes is a really good way to take a powerful drug like Valium. I mean, you know, you can overdose and die from Valium, but Valerian has kind of a safety mechanism built into it because it kind of smells like feet. And if you put too much into it, it becomes a little obnoxious. And so just that little bit, and it's just really lovely.
Valerian root is great. And the surprising results that you'll achieve is that because it is nano, it's highly absorbing, and you're going to feel instantaneous relief. And I tell people, it's leave it in your car, provided it's not really, really hot out. Because you never know when someone's going to cut you off and it's going to set you in the wrong path. But it's great. I use it for school, particularly right before my exams. To help me calm down, to help me think clearly, because when your emotions are in check, you can think better, you can react better, and you can conduct yourself better. So
well, I can't. You hear about the zone, you know, that people talk about, athletes, scholars, people that excel at anything. They always talk about, I get in the zone. Well, what keeps you out of the zone? Anxiety, emotions, you know, can't get into a zone like that. But all of a sudden, you let that stuff go, shake that stuff off, and where are you at? You find your zone. And when you've been studying for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then you have that moment of truth, generally the knowledge is there. All you got to do is get to it. But when you're stressed out and anxious, you start pulling drawers out looking for stuff, and, you know, it's harder to find. So it definitely can be helpful in that.
It's harder to download the information you've studied when you're under stress and your emotions are out of whack and not engaged. But yeah, just two sprays of this and it works instantaneously again, and always shake it.
Yes.
These are natural products, and it falls apart basically, and you have to shake them so you know you're taking everything at once as opposed to different parts.
And for people that don't understand that, the value of that, you're like, well, why should you have to do that? Because I don't have to shake my cough syrup. Well, guess what? Your cough syrup has chemical emulsifiers in it, and your cough syrup has compounds that make it work that aren't necessarily good for you. And when we put this stuff together, it's really, the idea is harm none. We don't want to put anything into it, even if it makes it work better as far as like surviving the heat or not separating, things like that. But if you give that up a little bit, then you can have a super clean product and just a little bit of knowledge. Shake it before you know, treat it like vinegar and oil salad dressing. You know, there's nothing wrong with vinegar and oil salad dressing, but if you let it sit for a minute, it turns into oil and vinegar separate. And I think that's a good way to look at it and to recognize the value that's actually makes it better than if you didn't have to do it.
And the crazy thing is, this formulation tastes sweet and there's no honey in it. It's amazing. It tastes really, really good. It really does.
Well, I think that's a winner. And, you know, if I was to have a toolbox and I could only put a few tools in it, that would be definitely one of my tools. You know, it's funny. Some of these products we've created for other people. Some of them have been, you know, because of just an inspiration. Some of them are things that I use or don't use because I don't have every problem in the world. I've got plenty of problems, but I don't have them all. And so there's some products that we create that I've never used because I don't have that thing. But this is one of those that I think would be in an emergency toolkit, that there's just so many reasons that anxiety and stress, if it's removed from a situation, can bring you so much more health. And I think that that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. Panic attacks. That's another one.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. So I wanted to also bring another product to the show,
Yes.
and that's the focus spray.
Ooh, that's another one. That's one of my favorites.
This again, I'm in school, and this product, instead of taking Ritalin or a pharmaceutical that's totally
Adderall or all the other stuff people take.
that's going to destroy my brain or other parts of my body, I jump to the focus. Why? It has bacopa in it, which is something that mirrors CBD in a way, but it's not CBD.
Exactly.
So bacopa with CBD, it gives you the mental focus you're striving for. Okay, it does have ashwagandha here that's going to bring down your stress so that you can focus as well. And
You know, the cool thing about ashwagandha is it's called an adaptogen, and what it helps your body do is recover. And so focus, a lot of times, like, you can focus for a little while, but if you need to focus for a long time, that's where the ashwagandha comes in. It gives you stamina, and it keeps the rest of the ingredients working, and it keeps your body in that groove. So that's one of the keys. Ashwagandha is this wonderful, wonderful herb that we put in, I don't know, probably half of our formulas, just because it just makes everything better.
yeah, so this focus spray, it lasts anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. And you only need 1 to 2 sprays. So the bottle is going to last you quite a long time.
Forever, yeah.
And this I use it before finals, midterms, and during presentations.
You know, just a week ago, I did a presentation, and it was for a senior group. And I was really excited about doing it because this is a group of people I like to connect with. And I really believe that there's a lot of good can come out of working with these folks. But I had a 2-hour slot. And if you can imagine being up on a stage talking to somebody for 2 hours, I mean, I don't think college courses last for 2 hours. So it's a long time. And, you know, as much as you prepare for it, you get up there and the spotlight comes on and you don't know what's going to happen, right? So if you get into your zone, everything's fantastic. Or you freeze and you're like, oh crap, what have I done? You know? And that was the only thing that I brought with me, was that little focus spray, and literally just two shots when I got started. And then probably a little more than halfway through it, I did one more, and it was probably the best presentation I've ever done. And that was it. Three sprays of focus through it all, and that was it. It was amazing.
And I'm going to correct you on something. Some of my classes are 4 hours long.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay. The only difference is
Do
that
they have a break between it?
every 50 minutes you get a 10-minute break.
There you go. Yeah, well, that breaks it up into a lot less than a 4-hour class. That makes it a 3-hour class with a bunch of breaks.
Complete torture.
Yes, I
Complete
agree.
torture. But
But
this
if it
focus.
wasn't for those breaks, you'd never get through it.
And remember Ed Cannon?
I
He took
do.
two sprays of this
Yeah.
and he was amazed on the focus and the concentration that it provided.
Yeah, too bad it didn't give integrity. I'll have to come up with a new one called Integrity Focus.
Oh man. So I gosh, Joe, I use most of your products. Most. If I don't use the ones that you have, is because I don't have that ailment, just like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to go. I tell people, I go, I'm not going to go get hurt just so I could use this product. So, I just need people that have that problem to talk to me, and then we can figure it out. But, you know, trust me though, the ones that I do have the ailment, I've been able to give additional testing and really put it to the test, because that's how we do it, you know. And I think that's super important. And it's really exciting to be working with people like you, because a lot of the people that I work with are, they care. They mean well. They want to help themselves and other people, but there's something about a commitment to study and practice and surrounding yourself with people that are involved in the healthcare industry, that change your messaging, that change your understanding, that change your feedback. You know, when you give me feedback, it means something different than the person who doesn't know anything about anything. And they tell me they both have value, but your feedback has a different kind of value because you can give me, I don't have to go and hunt for the wise. You can give me clues that help me solve these problems a lot better and easier. So as we're working with more and more physicians and more practitioners, I think we're raising our game. But as much as we're raising our game, we're helping you to raise your game and giving you better tools to work with. So it's a symbiotic, amazing relationship.
Oh, I'm absolutely. And this reminds me that you created the NC25.
Yes.
Okay. This is a product that's not even out there to the general public.
Oh.
You happen to just send me a bottle. I happened to just fall on one of my races and I was in excruciating pain, and I have two children, never ever felt excruciating pain like I did this time.
Wow.
I thought I hit the right side of my knee when in fact I hit the inside of my knee. It was pretty crazy what happened. Divine
Wow.
intervention for sure. I think I could have gotten injured a whole lot worse because I was up in the air swinging like a monkey. And fell down like a papaya, pretty much.
Wow.
And
yeah, she's a Spartan racer and on top
yeah,
of everything else, just to
yeah.
spice things up a bit.
Well, I just sit for long periods of time and I try to even scale of the equilibrium here, you know?
Big time.
Well, I fell during the race. It knocked the wind out of me. Couldn't even speak for till 5 minutes later.
Wow.
And thought I could continue the race and I couldn't. I was hopping around because I was in severe pain. This
Wow.
knee swelled up and it's still swollen. And your NC25, which I thought was topical at the time, I was applying it topically, which took away the pain. I'm able to walk better. And I'm also taking it orally. So it's
Nice.
2,500 milligrams in a bottle, 15 milligrams per spray, correct?
Correct. Yep.
15 milligrams per spray. It's nano at its one of its highest levels, highly penetrating, absorbing, and fast acting. Reduces inflammation, reduces pain significantly. No THC.
Exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're developing this formulation for a hospital in Japan, correct?
It's so true. What's really cool is because you're part of my community, I share stuff with you that I'm working on because, you know, it's not, I don't do exclusive proprietary unless somebody wants to pay for it. And of course, nobody wants to pay for that. So I'm like, cool, I'll make it for you and I'll share it with others. And so I've got this team in Japan that's working on bringing some of our products over there, and they're connected with a medical facility, a hospital, research hospital, and they're very interested in studying this. And so we created this formula for their study. And I thought to myself, well, we'll do what I always do, make a little more than I need, and I can play with it myself and test it and just hand it out and see what people say. And it was intended as an oral sublingual spray. And the concept was, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, cannabis plant medicine, CBD is just a placebo. There's nothing to it. You got to have all the other ingredients. You got to have the whole plant. You got to have the terpenes. You got to have the entourage effect. You got to have THC. You got to have, right? And I say, okay, well, maybe not. And let's find out. And how do you find out? And that's one of the differences between the way we work, because I'm not against single molecule. I just don't think it's the answer for everything. And I'm a big proponent of compounding formulas because there's synergistic relationships between compounds. But sometimes you want to test one thing by itself. And if you try to do that, you got to remove everything else. And so for this purpose, we just have one molecule, CBD, and a simple carrier that's an MCT, medium chain triglyceride, coconut oil, which is easily absorbed by the body and in small amounts. There's no risk of toxicity or anything like that. And that's why we put it in a sprayer. So now you get a metered dose. And my vision was you coat the inside of your membrane in your mouth and it'll absorb and give you the benefit or not, depending on that. But Christine is smart and she thought, well, I know how Joe's stuff works. So sometimes there's unintended benefits and maybe, you know, you didn't even realize that it was designed as a sublingual. It didn't matter because we work with safety first. And that's always, you know, people accidentally eat my topicals sometimes that I go, well, you'll get an upset stomach, but you'll be fine because we don't put toxic ingredients in these things. And sometimes somebody might have a little cut and I'll go, well, it'll sting, but you'll be okay. It's not going to poison you. Well, the same thing here. You take a sublingual and use it as a topical and maybe it won't work, but it's not going to hurt you. And in this case, we were able to discover that it was the CBD alone. And the key to it is bringing it to it in its nanoparticle formula so that it can penetrate and absorb and do all the things. And we know that it has anti-inflammatory properties, but it's hard to quantify. Well, it's that that did the job. It's that that did the job, right? And people always want to make their claims to justify what they're doing. But I'm just like, well, let's just find out because I don't know. And as you've demonstrated clearly that the anti-inflammatory properties of CBD by itself are remarkable. And that's, I think, the basis of this. And I think we're onto something. It's funny because I never added nano to any of the sublinguals because nobody was asking for it. So I'm like, all right, well, finally somebody asked, we did it. And I think it's going to be an amazing breakthrough.
It's an incredible product. It reduces inflammation very, very quickly, reduces pain. I was able to walk better. I was able to walk better. And this thing, it has knocked me on my butt.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around without crutches. I walked around with crutches for maybe about 1 to 2 days. I received the package. I started using it. And I've been off crutches since.
Nice. Nice.
It's an incredible.
The cool thing is you are the only person on this planet that has it available right now. Or at least you will by tomorrow. And so if anybody is interested in testing this out, you're the only one that can give it to them. So that's kind of a cool spot to be in. Unless you're in Japan in a hospital, which I don't even know which hospital it is. So that's the only other place that has access to it right now.
Wow. Wow. Well, Joe, the shows that you're doing are really, really great. It's bringing awareness to the public, awareness where it should be, because I believe that these products are absolutely amazing. I don't think that many people know about them.
Very true.
And the word needs to go out there because there's so many people that are hurting and then can utilize them.
Well, and the thing too, I think it's important. There's so many small business owners. There's so many people that are passionate about the work they do and they sacrifice and they work so hard and it's hard to do everything. And as you're a small business owner, as you are, and I am, you're always running around trying to, and then you try to get messaging out and it's always the last thing, or you're doing the messaging and not anything else. And really a big part of why we're doing this show is to support people like you, the people that are in the trenches, doing the work, bringing these products to people, but don't have big giant corporate backing. Don't have the big, you know, ad campaigns that beat it into your head. And we're not trying to tell you something other than just show it to you. You know, you think like I think, if you want to market, just give them something, give them a sample. And if you want to get a sample, go find Christine Nohive CBD and, you know, she'll hook you up. And if you got a question, she's got a huge, expertise. I mean, we've been working together for 8 years. It's been a minute. And I remember when you first got started and you just would call me up and ask me all these questions and 10 minutes would turn into an hour. And I don't know what it was. I just said, well, she's putting an effort in. Let's keep talking. And now look at you. You're going to be a doctor. And I'm still this guy that doesn't have a college degree. And, you know, I'm going to be asking you questions about how things work.
No, Joe, you have a lot of years that only people wish they had that the knowledge that you have. The fact that you can sit there and compile a formulation when people ask you is incredible. Building a formulation takes talent. There are ingredients out there that completely void each other out. There's mutual augmentation.
All the
There's
time.
adaptogenics, like you mentioned. There are key ingredients that work together nicely, harmoniously, but then once together can be toxic. So if you don't have that kind of knowledge in your formula creation process, you're letting yourself go in through failure. And you know that knowledge. You have that background and wisdom. You've worked on this. You worked in this field for years. So
Been a while.
you know what you're doing. And I need your help. I still have questions.
Well, it's a
Just because
pleasure working with you, and I think that's the key. That's the point of this whole show is we're building a community. And frankly, if you're listening to this and you think, hey, I've got something to say, get in touch, be a guest on the show. I mean, this is what it's all about. If you want to reach out to Christine, her contact information is going to be in the description and her bio. That's what we're building. We're going to be doing events where many of the guests on this show are going to be together. We're planning a health fair. We're getting out there in the community a little bit more, getting to know each other, spending time together, and let's raise the bar, raise the awareness, raise our level, our quality of life. Well, Christine, parting shot, what you got?
that's pretty much it. I'm easily reachable all over the internet. No high CBD. There's a phone number that's listed on the website as well. If you want to get in touch with me on a phone conversation, I'm open to that as well. And Joe, thank you for having me on the pod here.
It's always a pleasure. And thank you for joining me and sharing your expertise, your information. And for everybody listening, thank you for being here, helping this show grow and listen and share and all that good stuff. And we will see you next time. It's been the Healthy Living Podcast brought to you by Willow Creek Springs.